Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Hey, we're back on air again. I hope you all have recovered from the awesome 2-hour power block from last week.
Because you're about to get two more.
Yeah, that's right, because we ain't slowing this train down ever. Well, until Radio St. Pete corporate headquarters locks the door, you know, on us and says, get out and don't come back. Which might be next week. Anyway, my name's Mal, with me as always.
Promi.
And this is the Indie Circuit, or the first half of the 2-hour power block.
2 hours of power.
Yes.
That doesn't really
I hate it. I like an hour of power better because it's, Bob Barker.
Hour of power to the second.
Of power squared. That's not right, though.
We'll work it out.
But I'm not good with math.
Probably not tonight, but we'll work it out. We'll get something.
Just remember.
We'll get some kind of a catchphrase.
The important thing is to have your pets spayed or neutered. Anyway, this is the show that brings you all kinds of crazy independent music from wherever we find it. We kick over rocks and find it.
Slightly less of it from Japan now that we have the second hour.
Exactly. That's it. So if you're here for the Japanese punk craziness, just listen to us for now.
You got 58 minutes to go.
Yeah, exactly.
But don't you dare fast forward.
It'll fly by.
Yeah. Seriously.
So what do you got going on this week, man? I'm already tired and it's early.
Yeah, you know? I know. We're doing this one early in the week and I can relate. I can relate. Widget factory widgeting and
childbearing
and
yeah, that's the fun part.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Actually, it is. It's just also the exhausting part.
Yeah. I don't have any. I just have cats.
Yeah. You made a good choice for yourself. I mean, I'm not saying I regret anything about my son. He's the greatest thing in the world that's ever happened to me.
Hey, I'm way too lazy to have a kid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh my God, look at all that work.
It does take a lot of energy.
I don't have that much in me, you know? Yeah, that's why I stopped having exchange students, because I think I got a little bit too old and slow, and I'm like, these kids want some of the action, like action-y parents that'll take them out and run around.
Yeah,
and
he wants me to go into the playground with him. He wants me to run and play, and every time I keep thinking, man, I got to get myself more in shape, and then I go home and eat like Subway footlong or something, I sit on the couch and watch TV. But
that's the way it goes. Yeah. You know. Hey, let's play some music, and we come back. I think we have a movie trailer that we're going to discuss a little bit.
Yeah.
What is it? Slow Robot A Go Go? No, that's our other show. All right, we'll be right back.
Silence, Earthling.
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan. We'll be right back.
the swamp's depths, again appears horrifying, mysterious creatures, thirsting for lover's blood. Gratify their distorted desires. We'll be right back.
Wake up. Time to die.
Hi, I'm Kathy, and just listen to this. The cheerleaders are back in our greatest adventure yet. Revenge of the Cheerleaders. Revenge of the Cheerleaders will show you why we're the team that everybody wants to make. We know the best way for our team to get ahead is for them to get a little behind. And that's what we're here for. So if you want to see the girls that put the high in high school and the laughs in your life, come check out Revenge of the Cheerleaders. We're everybody's favorite student bodies. Revenge of the Cheerleaders, rated R.
After you see the eyes of hell. And for added shocks, see what happens when a defiant youth is pressured to the point of explosion. Explosion in Color, starring Don Stroud, Richard Conte, and Gordon Thompson. The Eyes of Hell and Explosion, a double screen shock.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico.
Oh my God. Darth Vader from Planet Vulcan. I love that guy. Anyway, that was Space Party. I played, Space Party, The Creature, Spanish Song, and Gumshoe. I played that off of Invasion of the Surfer Men.
Wow. And be thankful, people. You almost got 14 minutes of movie clips.
Well, funny thing, like alternate histories. That one that does the, they do those wacky, calendars or quote of the day, but it's always like, you know, like I have one of the calendars in there for 2018 where it shows like the map of America, but then like, oh, this is the day that there was a big squid that took over the Boston Tea Party and killed them all and everyone was fleeing, and throughout the calendar they have all these wacky things in it. Anyway.
Mal, I need to shine a light into your eyes and check the size of your pupils. Because
no. So this alternate histories place, I thought you'd be into it because they're
I have no idea what you're talking about.
They're very funny. It's a funny thing. Well, they did a crowdsourcing for a vinyl record, and it was all that kind of stuff. The whole record was these like movie clips and like movie, like B-movie stuff that's real funny.
Okay.
So, and it came with all this other crap and blah, 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 you know. So I opted in and I got the neon green color.
I was about to say, did you order it from the UK to get a special version?
No. This is just like the
US version?
I got the tier that had the funky bright green vinyl.
Okay. Because
There was the $25 of the black vinyl and then there was an...
$800 was the...
No, it was like 40 green, or something like that. I was like, well, I'm buying that.
Yeah.
And then... Whoops, a little bit later, he's like, well, unbeknownst to me, nobody will make this without consent from every single B-movie
source.
And that's like, and you know, they're all garbage.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Impossible. It says, and like half of them are dead, the other half won't even bother to respond.
So he said, well, you can get your money back or, you know, whatever, or I'll give you the files, and
I'm sure he could have gotten someone in China to do this.
I know. I opted to say, just keep my money and give me this stuff, so he gave me the files to play, you know, and the record sleeve. Believe it or not, I have this record sleeve that looks really cool and beautiful.
There's just no record.
No record in it. And then,
should have gotten a copy of like Firestone holiday favorites from 1968 or something.
I have those.
That would have been, you know.
So, oh, no, wait, he did. He did include some record. I forgot. He picked a record for everyone and they just inserted it.
Just a random record.
And I can't remember what I got. It doesn't matter. So then he gave us like I got like an 18-month calendar, which was, I had the calendar from the year before, so I was like, yeah, whatever, it doesn't matter. But it was really sad because I'm starting to think, I was like, you know, there's all these people that have like record lathes. I could just give them the files and get a record, cut my own record if I wanted to. And I was like,
Well, so could he. That's the head scratcher on that.
Well, no, it's cost prohibitive though. I mean, those guys are going to charge you a lot of money because they're cutting a single record. But anyway, the moral of this story was, and I was like, I'm going to do it. And I dropped them in, and then I scrubbed the music a little bit. And I was like, oh, I don't think my audience is going to stick around for 8 or 12 minutes of just random movie quotes. So I opted out, and you got Surfer Man or Surfer Men from the Space Party.
You think that was a wise choice?
It was a wise choice. So, yeah, you were talking about some movie trailer, and I said, I don't know that. And then I said, oh, I do know that, because I saw it in front of Blade Runner and or Star Wars. Oh, my God, I think I was sitting there for Star Wars. No, it was Star Wars. it was like 28 trailers. I was like, oh my God, would you just get to the movie?
Well, of course, they're going to pack, you know, that's so prime, funny. That's like the Super Bowl of sci-fi action adventure movie, you know, trailer time.
We need term limits. We need limits on that. I need...
But yeah, there's like 30 minutes worth of trailers before that damn movie. I went to like a 12:30 showing, too.
I was like, oh my God.
That wasn't a short movie to begin with, and it didn't really start till 1.
So anyway.
A work night.
Yeah, so what trailer were you talking about?
Ready Player One.
Right, okay. And you know, I said, yep, I did see that one.
And, you know, I'd heard bits and pieces about it. I mean, the name rung a bell. And I knew then the first trailer came out for the movie, and I start, you know, Jumanji or Josh, whatever he calls himself, his real first name backwards, you know, sent a geeky rant link about something or whatever having to do with this. I don't know, like months ago. And, you know, the trailer is interesting because it's like all these weird, a lot of it is, it's basically comprised of kind of a loose understanding of the basic story, and then like a montage of weird mashed together pop culture references.
So it's like a Family Guy, but like digitized.
Like a DeLorean, one of the characters from Overwatch, characters from like World of Warcraft. And,
there's a field of cars. I saw the Mach 5 in there.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's like all, you know, like 80s music, and you know, and it looks kind of cool. And Steven Spielberg is directing it.
Well, that's cool.
And since that time, you know, there have been articles and stuff, of course. The hype machine is picking up now where they're trying to get, you know, people interested in seeing it. And interviews with the guy who wrote the original book and interviews with Spielberg. And the guy that wrote the books basically says that, you know, had there been no Spielberg, there probably would have been no story for this, which is kind of the weird twist of things that Spielberg ultimately ended up directing the movie that was inspired by the book that was inspired by all of Spielberg's movies.
Like, wait, I never remember.
Yeah, there's a weird meta connection with it all in there. But
so you read the book. You're reading the book now.
Well, I'm listening to the audiobook.
Listening to the audiobook.
Okay. I've been told by multiple people that I can call that reading the book since it's unabridged. So, but I still feel like I need to explain that it's not really me reading the words. I just don't have time to do that in my life. But I do have a 45-minute commute each, twice a day. So,
that's
a great opportunity to listen to audiobooks. And the audiobook is by Will Wheaton, read by Will Wheaton, which is kind of cool. You know, so a guy with complete nerd cred.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was a little concerned because I was thinking this might have been like young adult, you know, fiction or. Something geared towards teens, and I was like, this might not really be for me.
You're like, hey, put down that Twilight. Now it's time to get this happening.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, oh, I don't want that at all.
But today I got it because, as luck would have it, I happen to have one credit in my Audible account. Audible is like joining.
So literally, Ready Player One.
Yeah, wow. Audible's kind of like like those old CD sign up things you did, you know, in the 90s where you pay a penny.
Columbia House.
Yeah.
We're gonna come and break your legs if you don't pay us.
I mean, they don't bill you. They don't bill you after the fact. They charge you up front. But what happens is you end up with this subscription, and I've got like 30 books I haven't listened to.
Oh my God! I think we have some with the dumb old Amazon Prime. I think we get those free, like one free a month or something.
Oh yeah,
like that.
Something like that.
I've never taken
those. I think
of it.
Those are the Kindles though. Those are you actually have to read with your eyes.
Oh, okay. There you know. But, there you have it.
But I canceled it like back in November, and I didn't realize I had one credit in there. And I was actually thinking, you know, because this is like a $30 audiobook, or it's $15 roughly is the cost of a credit when you're subscribed to the monthly thing. So I was thinking about signing up again just basically to get this book, and then I was going to cancel again so I could get it, you know, at the half price. And lo and behold, I had one lonely little credit in my account, and I'm like, tink.
You're like, I found a bargain.
That was my quarter, you know, for and nice. So far the book has been awesome. I'm like up to chapter 5 today from what I was able to listen to while working a little bit and driving to pick up my son. It's weird because the author has crammed so many references to the 80s into it. It's just, in the trailers for the movie.
So it is like Family Guy. It's like Family Guy and Robot Chicken had a baby, and this was that book.
Well, the deal with it is like the idea is there's this guy that created this basically multiplayer online game, which is called The Oasis. And over time, what started out as a game became basically an alternate reality. Basically, the world
like
sucks.
Like Second Life or something like that.
The world sucks in just about every conceivable way.
this is a place people can go where, you know, like, there is no energy crisis, there are no wars, you know, there are no real wars. Everything's shiny, they get to look like the kind of person they want. Like,
I'm not
the
dirt farmer, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like, the lead character lives in a mobile home with, like, 15 other people and with something they call the stacks, which is they're running out of space, so they start actually stacking mobile homes.
Well, those are actually the trailers.
Like Jenga's.
Truck trailers, which I've actually seen that in real life.
And
where they build those, and you're like, okay, whatever. I mean, it's better than homeless, but...
And that's basically kind of like what it's like in this situation, so it becomes a way to get away from everything. But the guy that did it, though, was a teenager in the 80s, and he created this thing where there's this Easter egg hidden in the Oasis, and if you find it...
In the trailer
for the movie, they say his fortune and his controlling interest in it. In the book, so far, they're just saying all of his money, which is like $250 billion. Which effectively might be the same thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, and how there's a corporation that's employing people to try to find this stuff because they want to monetize this place in a way that the guy never did.
Will good prevail.
Which will, you know, bring it down. Meanwhile, there's all these other people who are...
Not in America.
Yeah. Meanwhile, and basically they get people in to do this by basically giving them money and giving them health insurance. In other words, they're getting a, you know, the people doing this are getting a crap deal, but they're basically being given the ability to survive in the world.
See if you can do it.
And then there's these other people that are out there trying to find it, you know, on their own, you know, to claim this prize, because that's basically like their only hope for, you know, getting out of it. Basically the equivalent of people who go out and spend $100 a week on lottery tickets because that's the only way they think they're ever going to
throw their hat into the ring. Yeah.
But the book so far is so densely crammed with references to things, and a lot of it's just characters talking about it because they're trying to figure out the clues to where this guy's stuff is hidden, and it's all, you know, so like things like family ties, things like the Ewok battle for Endor. I mean,
you're like, oh my God,
there's so much in there, but it's not in a Hitler juggling on a unicycle in your face Family Guy kind of way. It's a little more subtle and woven in, but so far, yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
I don't say that about many things.
Well, you know, and
openly,
I kind of, although I really, and even though we talked about it last week, I don't know why we keep talking about Star Wars. I do love Lucas's stuff, but I really think Spielberg's like stood the test of time way better. His movies and stuff, even the stuff he's doing like now, kind of holds up where I wouldn't trust Lucas with nothing. Like,
I mean,
that's so jerky to say, but I mean, just, I don't know. He's kind of like, one guy stayed on point, the other one kind of lost it. Now, Spielberg is more 80s-centric and kid-friendly and crap like that, but...
Well, I mean, if you look at, you know, what Lucas did after that weird art one, what was it, the
THX 1175.
After that, he's pretty much been kid-friendly, too. I mean, Star Wars is all...
But it's not the same. If there's no nostalgia soaked into it, where Spielberg kind of lives in the wheelhouse.
Quote-unquote magic.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah,
you
know. But I mean, if you think about it, though, Lucas is—I mean, his talent was always with the effects and and that's, you know, LucasArts and Industrial Light and Magic. I mean, that's really where his strengths were physically creating or creating on screen a visual,
like a smorgasbord and all that. Yeah,
and where Spielberg, I think, was more story. I think that's why Indiana Jones worked so well, is because it was, you know, the two sensibilities worked well.
Yeah,
for creating the world
joking. All right.
Well, everything but number four, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, okay. All right, we're going to take a quick trailer break, and then you're not going to hear us talk, you're going to hear music. Then you'll hear us talk, then you'll hear music, then we'll be done.
Until the next Power Hour.
Wow.
Power Hour 2.
Tell me, what is your secret? How do you find yourself in the right position all the time?
That's a good question. What happens is the center has the ball first, and a quarterback will say hike. That's when the center puts the ball into the hands of the quarterback. So what I'll do is I'll start tackling the quarterback, unless he give the ball to somebody else, in which case I'll try to tackle that person.
Gentlemen, which brings me to my next point. Don't smoke crack.
Oh, thought you were going to tell me what a bad Yagoogalizer I am.
A what?
A Yagoogalizer, one who speaks at funerals. Or did you think I'd be too stupid to know what a Yagoogly was?
We'll be right back.
Mama, Vicky is an astrologer.
I don't believe in that sort of thing personally. Astronomy is one of the many tools of the devil.
All right, that was, of course, Satan's Pilgrims. They were our first official giveaway. Wow.
Yeah.
I played off of Psyxploitation. We'll say that more than once. I can't say it once, hardly. I played Kaleidoscope, Cycle Swami, Rain Day, Green Stop Sign. Rainy Day, Green Stop Sign. Wow. And then I played Psycho a Go-Go, only because it has a Go-Go in the name.
You know, it's weird because the name sounds so evil and aggressive, but the music is so relaxing.
It is so relaxing. That's the joke.
Yeah.
On further inspection, I'm wearing loafers. So, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, so I was like, make sure you check them out. I didn't write down all the names. I'll have to go back and do that. I have started. We have Facebook pages for Indie Circuit and for the, of course, Saki Bamagogo. And I've been,
for those of you that don't know, that's the new MySpace.
Sure, that thing and others. So I've been trying to, like, you know, put stuff up there that's relevant, like, hey, who we're playing this week, and hey, why don't you have friends listen? Because, you know, it's nice to be, like, heard. Even though I'm never heard. Never. Sometimes.
I hear you.
I guess we do decent numbers, but I'm always like, well, maybe I should like try to do some effort. I think this is going to be like my push, and I'm going to do some effort for a while, and if it doesn't pay it off at all, then I'll never do another thing online again. But if it does show any kind of an inkling of traction, then I'll be like, oh, okay, this does work.
Let's be honest, though. We've been doing this long enough. We talk to hear ourselves talk, and if anybody yeah. else listens, that's just gravy.
Yeah. Hey, that's just awesome. So yeah, there you go. Go to make sure you check out the Facebook pages, Indie Circuit and Saki Bomb a Go Go. You'll be glad you did.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog too.
Last year, a motion picture captured the world's imagination and broke box office records. Its title was Rocky. Its star was Sylvester Stallone. Years before Rocky was made, Stallone was broke, hungry, and living in a bus station, so he took off all his clothes and made an X-rated movie. Its title, The Italian Stallion. See what a superstar did for $200 when he was starving. The Italian Stallion, starring Sylvester Stallone and Suzette Summers. Rated X from Tanamount Pictures.
Stay back, I got a chainsaw!
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Oh my god, that was the history of color TV. And the CD was called Something Like Eternity. That's the first time I'm playing them on this show.
Believe
so
it or not, it's breaking, just Mal.
Yeah, I played Granite Verge of Tears and Wreck. Granite, that's not right. G-R-A-N-I-T-E. Granite? Granite.
Yeah.
That's Granite. Granite Verge of Tears. I don't know what words are. Anyway, so yeah, make sure you check them out. That is the history of color TV, Something Like Eternity. Wow, deep. A little too deep for my pea brain, but that's okay. Maybe you guys got it. So it looks like that's going to be it for this week. We have other topics, but we're going to put them on the back burner. I was going to go off on a rant about the shutdown.
Oh man, you should have shut me up in the middle of the Ready Player One.
I know, but I was like, whatever.
Monologue.
Maybe we'll do a little bit on our hour two.
We missed a funny or psychotic.
I think we all know it's somebody psychotic. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening. My name's Mal, as always.
Pro me.
And we'll see you next week. And if you stick around, you're going to hear more of us talking stupid. And who doesn't want more of that?